It's Here and Now. Good afternoon. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And today we are talking about the messy business of counting votes in the state legislature. Rick, explain.
State House Democrats are mad. They've hauled Republicans into court. And this is all about process. And it's over a particular parliamentary motion called immediate effects. The Michigan Constitution of 1962 says laws will take effect 90 days after the end of that year's legislative session. It was made part of the Constitution because, well, I wasn't there, but I am told it was made part of the Constitution primarily to protect businesses from having new laws just dropped on them. But if there's some crisis, some imminent threat, maybe the legislature doesn't want to wait that long, you can override that requirement. And all you have to do is get supermajority votes, two-thirds in the state House and the state Senate, and then a law takes effect as soon as the governor signs it.
And now what's going on is House Democrats are saying that Republicans are using immediate effect on bills that they don't have super majorities for.
Yes, they're ignoring the votes, they're ignoring their motions to call on them. But I mean, let's have this immediate effect business, that it's no longer a rarity. It's pretty common. The vast, vast majority of bills are passed with immediate effect. Usually the motion sounds like this. But more and more often of late, it sounds a lot more like. And what you're hearing there are Democrats standing up, waving their arms, yelling loudly to be recognized, while the chair just continues on with the business. And that's why the Democrats are now in court. They're saying Republicans can't just gavel it through. They're saying you have to count the votes.
So, Rick, Democrats now are outraged over the fact that they are
outraged
over the fact that they are not being seen on the floor, not being heard on the floor. But when Democrats are in the majority, do they use immediate effect?
You know, this thing has become so normal that really it's an anachronism. Democrats agree it's an anachronism. Republicans agree it's an anachronism. They just don't agree on it at the same time. And the reason is because this process, these supermajority votes, have become a way for the minority to bedevil the majority.
And it reminds us very much of what happens in the Senate, right? Say, a filibuster.
Yes.
Where the minority can filibuster a bill. The majority says, oh, this is unfair. You know, we don't like the filibuster. But they haven't gotten rid of the filibuster because both parties use it when they are in the minority.
It would be complicated to get rid of it because it's part of the Constitution. It would have to be amended and voted on by the people. But yeah, no one really pushes hard to get rid of it because both sides use it. And the minorities use it to torment the majority, to try and slow down, maybe stall the train, change the result.
So, Rick, here in the state on Monday, a judge is going to hold a hearing. What are we likely to see?
Well, the judge will ask the Republicans to explain why they're not counting the votes. And what Republicans will say is, look, we are following the rules and the traditions of the state House of Representatives. And look, we know if Republicans had the votes, they would just vote and they would count them. And like Democratic majorities before them, they're looking for a way to sidestep this. When this goes to court, the question will largely turn on which is the greater injustice. What do you want less? Do you want a court to order the legislature to count these votes when someone demands it, which would change dramatically the business of how the legislature operates? Or is the greater evil that one branch of government is now meddling in the affairs of another branch and telling them how to go about their business?
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.